Good morning, Dr. Schmidt. Dictating a 6-minute walk test on Jimmy Altman. This goes to Dr. Bardis. On 6/14/23, Mr. Altman performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 95%, period. After walking 413 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 91%, period. The paragraph impression at minimal, exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on William Tillotson. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 6/14/23, Mr. Tillotson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 98%, period. After walking 428 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. A paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Marjorie Chodakoff. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 6/14/23, Mrs. Chodakoff performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forceotic capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 12/6/22, there's been improvement, period, of paragraph impression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing improvement. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mark DeBundo. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 6/14/23, Mr. DeBundo performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forceotic capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient still with moderate airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/8/22, there's been no significant change, period. Of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Rhonda Walker. This goes to Dr. Varnum. On 6/14/23, Mrs. Walker performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%, period. After walking 311 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%, period. Of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bernard McGonigal. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 6/14/23, Mr. McGonigal performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forceotic capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was an insignificant change compared to a prior study dated 10/20/22. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. One second. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Matthew Hubble. This goes to the VA. It's in one of these bags. On 6/14/23, Mr. Hubble performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forceotic capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction at lower lung volumes with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. In paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on same patient, Matthew Hubble. This goes to the VA on 6/14/23. Mr. Hubble performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 97%, period. After walking 468 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period. The paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Jean, that's J-E-A-N, Sheehan. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 6/14/23, Mrs. Sheehan performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%. Period. After walking 335 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%. Period. A paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Hogan. This goes to Dr. Sapperfield. On 6/14/23, Mr. Hogan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/17/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.